Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to American Boomer Radio with your host, Johnny V.
Everybody to American Boomer Radio. This is John Vardalos, known as Johnny V, your host for today's show. Looking forward to having a great conversation about how to connect with boomers today. And I'd like to just give a shout out to all the audience out there, whomever you might be. Hope you're enjoying your brown bag lunch. That's a little bit of a retro for us. Brown bag and Wonder Bread is what I grew up with.
I was just thinking about that. This is Jason Dias. We are broadcasting live from the studios of eloquentonline.net in beautiful overcast, so not too very hot. New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof. And, John, you'll be heading down to Texas next week, won't you?
I'm coming down to Texas to participate in the Southwest CUNA Management School, where we train future credit union leaders. So I'm really pumped about coming down to Dallas-Fort Worth area at the beautiful campus of Texas Christian University. But, Jason, to start off the show, I have a riddle for you and the audience.
All right.
Who has more than 160 million legs and the power to change American culture?
I'm going to say the baby boomers.
You got it, man. Huge influence, Jason, by the baby boomer population. And you know what? We're getting more of us, and we're getting older now. In the next 10 to 20 years, we'll be almost 20 to 25% of the population. So we're aging gracefully and in an engaged fashion as well.
Well, I'll tell you, when we sat down and decided to do this show, it was really in response to what I thought was the banking marketplace had gotten out of balance, and that's a musical term we use a lot on my Wednesday show. Now, there's nothing wrong with marketing to young people, Generation Y and the millennials and stuff like that, but my goodness, you can't forget about the people that are keeping the lights on at your banking brand or at your RV dealership or at your automotive dealership or at your restaurant or at your real estate agency. It is all driven by the baby boomers, and since this is the brown bag special, John, that's so funny when you said Wonder Bread. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the contents of the typical brown bag lunch that my mom would pack for me, and it would generally be a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on Wonder Bread, by the way, or on butter crust, which they had here in Texas, a can of soda, not cold all the time. She would wrap it in foil to keep it cold like till about 10 o'clock in the morning, and generally a bag of chips and some Chips Ahoy cookies. So we weren't worried about gluten. We weren't worried about bottled water, and believe it or not, I survived.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Jason, not only did you survive, but the boomer generation survived with everything you described in your brown bag lunch, although I used to have a tin pail I used to take, my lunch pail, an old tin pail with renditions of Walt Disney on it. But the one addition that my mother added to me was Hostess Twinkies or Hostess Cupcakes as my snack.
Ooh, yes, those were big in my family,
Twinkies.
Too. Yes, we were big
Twinkies.
On those, too. Yep, we were big on those, too. And remember the old, I think they were called the ding-dongs that were wrapped in foil, the Hostess ding-dongs?
Yep.
They look like a silver hockey puck. Those things could be used as weapons in the cafeteria. I mean, you could literally sling one of those at one of your buddies and put him unconscious for a few seconds if you were feeling like doing. Say, hey, listen, on the show today, I know you're going to be talking to something that honestly got me started in my speaking career many, many years ago. I spoke professionally for 10 years, but I think I may have mentioned on the show last time our opening song there, Rock and Roll by Led Zeppelin. When I heard that music connected to a Cadillac ad back in 2002, 2001 time frame, I guess we would call that retro marketing, you know, kind of going back to the 70s to appeal to a 21st century car buying audience. And I know we're going to talk about retro marketing today.
Well, I know, absolutely. The thing that connects, and you know, as a marketing guy and all the folks that are out there that are involved in marketing and business development, you got to look at what the psychographic is from the individuals or groups that you're trying to go after. And one of the huge psychographic hooks, if you will, with the baby boomer population is the whole area of nostalgia. Nostalgia marketing is huge right now, bringing back the good old days, staying young. And by the way, these are some STPs for everybody out there, strategic take-home points or strategic thinking points. I mean, you have to appeal to psychographic data and activity, if you will, and mindsets when you're trying to reach, especially the baby boomer population. And I'm telling you, nostalgia plays very, very big, staying young, fulfilling dreams, safety, travel, adventure, huge areas of appeal back to boomers. The other key area, if you look at retro music, look at all the commercials that are being played right now using retro music that the millennials or Gen X and Gen Y have never even heard of before. Why are you seeing so much retro music coming out from the 50s, 60s, and 70s? It's to appeal to that baby boomer population.
Right. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I remember a couple years back, Target started selling all those T-shirts with classic 1970s rock bands on it. And it would be so funny to see, you know, young teenagers walking around with, you know, Grateful Dead and Led Zeppelin and all these great 70s power bands. I agree with you. I think there's always something very, very nostalgic about American history and the American experience. When we get back from the break, Johnny's going to talk to us about the benefits of retro marketing. We'll talk about maybe some examples that we've seen, and we will do it all right after this. I got to tell you, Johnny, even though I think I was about 10 years old when that movie came out, do you know that I've never seen Saturday Night Fever?
Oh, you got to see it. I mean, that's my mantra and theme, Jason, is staying alive at 65, and that's what the theme for many, many boomers are. And using that whole disco theme is another one example of retro marketing, is appealing to the disco theme, the disco music era of the baby boomers, and tying that into your marketing messages and all that. You know, it's really interesting. You have to market to people's state of mind, if you will. And again, people can connect immediately when we look at retro music, cultural kinds of clothing items. One example that I've seen recently is you're having some organizations, financial institutions giving out household items, appliances. You know, we're bringing back the old toaster, if you will, as a premium or incentive, you know, to get people to connect with their products and services. But the other interesting thing is, too, is baby boomers can be brand loyal, but we're still open to a lot of experiences and all that, and especially if you come back and use those retro themes to be able to get back on us. We grew up in a time of freedom and experimentation, and we like innovation. So one suggestion that I'll give in terms of the financial institutions out there, especially banks and credit unions, is optimize your websites and mobile tablet use, because contrary to popular belief, social media is very, very used heavily by the baby boomer population out there.
Oh, absolutely.
And again, retro messages going back, 50s and 60s, happy days, disco, music. You're seeing on CNN this whole series of the 60s and how the 60s influenced Americana, if you will. And one of the key things you're seeing is Beatle music, the British invasion, things like that. So what? These are some strategies, again, that organizations are using, you know, to be able to connect with the boomer gens.
Yeah, and I if you look at the episode page, I included a picture from Northwest Georgia Credit Union. I tried to go find it here real quick, but I can't pull up the episode page while we're live, or I'll actually hear the show while it's playing. But it's a picture of that old red gas pump. Remember the old-fashioned gas pump?
Single gas pump. The single gas pump with the light that lit up on top of it.
That's right. Now, I
the
think they're talking about
the old Sinclair pump.
Exactly, and it, well, and they're I think they're advertising credit cards or rewards points or something. But again, it caught my attention immediately.
Well, I think one of the interesting is there are other credit unions and institutions that have brought back, like you doing a classic car show on your business grounds or your locations. Some credit unions out there have classic and muscle car shows, and they tie in auto loan promotions to that. There are credit unions out there that use NASCAR themes. They bring a NASCAR in front of their main office or branch and tie a whole promotion for a month or so on a particular auto loan theme and using the NASCAR as kind of the connector, if you will. So there's a lot of creativity out there being done. And, again, you're not talking about an outlay of a lot of resources. You're looking at what will appeal psychographically to the boomer generation to bring them into your doors and do business with you.
I don't remember where I first heard it, but when I first started giving my generational speech, someone came up to me and said, you know, there was a guy that I listened to a couple years ago, and he said something I've never forgotten, and it was, we are who we were. And that is so very, very true. As I've gotten older, I have not stopped liking the music I loved when I was in high school and in the Army and stuff like that. And for people that are listening for the first time, I'm 46 years old, so I'm not really a baby boomer. I'm sort of that weird Gen X in-betweener. But I absolutely agree with you. The things that we liked when we were young are the things that we can really enjoy now that we're older. And what you said is absolutely spot on. Last year, the baby boomers spent more time online than Generation Y did. And what I think credit unions need to do and banking brands need to do is use that retro marketing to remind the baby boomers that they have all the technology, the mobile banking and stuff like that, because you can't have retro music without modern contemporary banking conveniences, because the baby boomers will go elsewhere if you don't have both.
Absolutely, and you can't make boomers or as well as any member or customer jump through hoops to do business with you. So one of the things I would suggest is optimize your website for mobile and tablet use, tie in those nostalgic messages to connect with folks, and you're going to see a spike in your business. There's no question about it. Not only that, but baby boomers actively support referrals. So there's a lot of word of mouth going on, and baby boomers are huge influencers, not only of their own generation, but the generation behind them and the greatest generation, the generation ahead of them. And even though 65, we're all staying alive at 65, Jason, I'm telling you, we have got at least 20 years of connectivity and engagement with our financial institutions.
Oh, I absolutely agree. Now, can you think, even if it's not banking brands or credit unions, can you think of any great retro ads that you've seen recently?
Well, I think one of the interesting retro ad that I've seen is when it's tying around the theme of the whole 70s during the maybe earlier than the 70s, during the Super Bowl, they had they went into nursing homes and they showed older people getting out and discoing and dancing. And probably the Super Bowl ad that was a retro ad, I think it might have been for a food distributor or something that was kind of encouraging, you know, people to get back and a night out on the town. And you
right.
see people going out and discoing and then coming back to the nursing home, which I thought was kind of fascinating. Kind of fascinating and all that. Now, the other thing that I'll give as a strategic thinking point or take-home point is making your financial institution more appealing to boomers. One trend you're seeing is putting information, making it simple, and putting it in larger type fonts, okay, for simplicity. I'm sure you've seen the new phones and all that for the boomer and senior generation are huge numbers on them and letters on them. Carpeting in your financial institution for a more quiet area. Of course, having soft retro music. Literature racks are at eye level, so you don't want people bending and you know, kind of discomforting themselves, if you will. Using warmer paint tone and colors in your institution. Going more green. Making parking spaces and drive-thrus a bit wider, because we all seem to have some bigger-sized automobiles and SUVs. The other thing is omit using the term old. Do not use the term old or senior. The new trend is going to be more experiences, and boomers consider themselves mid-lifers, if you will. And looking at a second chance or the second part of their lives, once boomers hit into the 60s and all that, they look at that as midlife. They don't look at that as their older senior years. They're just saying, well, it's time for my second life, if you will, and
right.
doing a lot of second life lending, a lot of second life accounts, if you will. Of course, I'm a big fan of going after the Social Security checks now. For anybody 65 and over or earlier, 62 actually, you can start early retirement, is capturing the Social Security check as a through ACH and offering a debit card to help what I call boomers or midlifers, you know, plan the rest of their financial lives, if you will.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And all that stuff is such great, great advice to take home and use. And again, the baby boomers are who they were. They will come in and sit down and talk about a second home or a second mortgage or a reverse mortgage. And I was thinking earlier about, you know, it's hard to believe that at one point Harley Davidson was on life support. And this baby boomer generation pretty much single-handedly brought that brand back to where it is
Absolutely.
Now. I think the generational stuff continues to be tremendously important, especially in banking brands. When you are at the midpoint of your life, finances are never more important to you than when you find yourself in a situation, as many baby boomers do. They are dealing with their families. They are dealing with their parents. They're dealing with kids and grandkids. And, of course, as a baby boomer, Johnny, you know, being 65, you've weathered three or four pretty bad economic cycles, and it's worth
Absolutely.
You know noting that you may go through
we've
another
been through
one.
It. We've been through it, and we're also looking for that financial institution that can help us out in terms of weathering future storms, if you will. So again, just because you're going into your retirement years does not mean you're going to be retired and inactive. Matter of fact, the complete opposite is happening. Baby boomers are going to be staying engaged. They're going to want activity, and they're going to want to connect with organizations that A, appeal to them with a good product and service, but B, also try to reach them through the means that they are comfortable with, that they are comfortable with. And retro certainly plays big, folks. Retro is king when it comes to connecting with boomers. Look at the American auto industry, the bringing back of the Mustang. This year celebrates 50 years of Mustang. They brought back the Camaro. They brought back the retro Corvette. Why are the auto companies focusing on bringing back the muscle cars? Because they are connecting with people to keep driving their business.
Absolutely. Well, listen, folks, we talked about this. We said this briefly on the Wednesday show that if by chance you are a fan of the Brazilian soccer team, I just want to let you know that Germany has scored again. So just in case you're out there and you're planning on watching. I'm always fascinated by the popularity. Just keep on scoring. Hey, listen, Johnny, before you get us on out of here, as for folks that are listening, this is a monthly show that we do. I'll be looking forward to joining you again next month in August as we talk about all the latest and greatest things happening. We'll have to get a picture of that new Mustang, and I have not seen that one, the 50th anniversary Mustang yet, but that is certainly –
You can go on my website, theamericanboomer.com. You can also subscribe free to my Boomer magazine, Today's Boomer. Previous issues earlier this year, we did a highlight of the Chicago Auto Show, which highlighted the 50th anniversary Mustang, as well as a variety of other muscle cars and all that. And again, if anybody's interested, it's free. Just go to the magazine, subscribe to it, Today's Boomer. It's on my website, theamericanboomer.com.
Awesome. Hey, folks, we're looking forward to sharing all the great news and news you can use about marketing to the baby boomers, because honestly, Johnny, I know you agree with this every time I say it, when you market to the baby boomers, you're actually marketing to everybody in that family, because the baby boomer has interest in people that are older than them and their parents and their kids that are younger than them, of course, their own family. And of course, now a lot of baby boomers are spending lots of money on grandkids. You may be marketing to baby boomers and get a youth account quite by accident or quite deliberately if you're doing things the right way.
You're spot on, Jason, because we're the sandwich generation. We're influencing the generations behind us, in front of us, and ourselves. So you're looking at a triad, a potential business for a credit union or a financial institution, and tapping into the boomer marketplace.
Well, listen, Johnny, I want to wish you nothing but safe travels on your way down here to my home state, the great Lone Star State, the great state of Texas. You'll be over at TCU. It is a beautiful, beautiful campus. I coach the speech team at my son's Lutheran school here in New Braunfels, and every year the state finals are up at TCU, so I'm very, very familiar with that beautiful campus. I hope you have a great, great trip and a great, great visit out to Texas, and I'll let you get us on out of here.
Thank you much. I appreciate it, Jason. And to all your listening audience, have a great rest of the summer. And look forward to next month's show.
All right. We'll talk to you all soon. Take care.
That's all, folks.